اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم
صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network, in the presence of some of the students of Sevier International Schools. Here we have Fawad Haider, Hassan Nasrullah, right?
Yes.
And Hussein Ruhullah, yeah?
Yes.
And Brother Ali Nasir. So I really welcome you all here in this session. Welcome. And salam, how are you? Good, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Everyone is fine. Yes. That's great. So, brothers and sisters, as you're listening to us, inshallah, in this session, again, we're going to hold a very important Quranic session for you. Inshallah, we'll be explaining, as previous sessions, we'll be explaining, inshallah, some of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Then we'll be working on the Tajweed rules. And we will be reciting and practicing, inshallah, these verses with Tajweed rules. Today, inshallah, we will be talking about Ayah 42 or 42nd in Surah Al-Baqarah, inshallah, okay? Before we start, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, if you're ready, let's listen to the recitation of this ayah. Ready?
Yes. Sir.
Let's listen.
ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون.
So alhamdulillah, thanks to the reciter. God bless him, inshallah. I will recite this time. You listen and repeat. Then we'll go to through the explanation and Tajweed rules. All right, Fawad? Okay? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون.
ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون.
أحسنتم. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. So Allah Almighty, okay, in the previous ayat, he was talking to the children of Israel and he was telling them that اذكروا نعمتي, yeah, remember and remind my blessings that I have bestowed upon you, and then fulfill your promise, and then also believe وآمنوا بما أنزل, believe in what I have sent down, okay? So ولا تشتروا ولا تكونوا, so these nice points, and then Allah Almighty also commands that ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل. لبس means cover, okay? Or for example, like cloth. You cover yourself by cloth. You wear clothes, okay? You cover it. Yes, yourself. So sometimes you might see that people, like, they are telling really good points, nice points, okay? As if you believe them, okay? But after, like, a short time, you see, oh, God, that wasn't the way he was saying. It was just the opposite. Okay? You know what happened? he just covered something, for example, like a wrong word, okay, a wrong statement. He covered it with the cloth or with a cover of a true or a right statement, okay? He said something wrong in a right way. And you believe, oh, yeah, he's right. But actually, he was not right, okay? So sometimes we think, okay, like our beliefs are correct, but we really need to compare it with the beliefs that Allah Almighty has commanded us to believe in, okay? Now Allah Almighty says that وَلَا تَلْبِسُ الْحَقِّ, and do not mix the truth with what? Falsehood, بِالْبَاطِلِ, okay? وَتَكْتُمُ الْحَقِّ, and also this لا comes on تَكْتُمُ as well, okay? وَلَا تَكْتُمُ الْحَقِّ, and nor, and do not conceal the truth, okay? وَأَنْتُمْ تَعَلَمُونَ, while you know it is the truth, do not conceal it. Mm-hmm. Why Allah Almighty tells them not to do this? Not to mix truth with falsehood, and not, for example, to conceal, to hide, or to cover the truth, while you know? Allah Almighty talks to Bani Israel. So they were waiting, all of them were waiting for?
Prophet.
Even they migrated from different places, okay? And they came to Saudi Arabia of today, okay? Arabian Peninsula, okay? And then when Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was appointed as the Prophet, they were waiting for the Prophet, okay? They were teaching their people, okay, the scholars, okay? They were teaching that, Prophet is going to be appointed. He's the last Prophet. He's this. He's so generous. He's so kind. Ooh, blah, blah, blah. A lot of things they were talking about our prophets, okay? But when the Prophet was appointed, they denied it. No, he's not the Prophet. They thought that, oh, other prophets, most of the prophets were chosen from Bani Israel, for example, okay? So he is also going to be among from us, okay? While he was not, yeah, a Hebrew or, for example, a Jewish prophet, okay? He was an Arab prophet.
Yeah?
Yeah? So
Yes. Then
they said, no, we do not accept it. Allah Almighty says, وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, you know. Don't, لَا تَكْتُمُ الْحَقِّ. Do not conceal, okay? Do not cover the truth. Believe in it. آمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتُ. Well, they didn't. So it means that, for example, it was racism. Simple racism, yes? Racism. So they thought that the Prophet is going to be from their race, but he was not, so they didn't accept it. So does it mean, like, we are not Arabs? Are we Arabs? No.
No.
Does that mean that we should not believe in the Prophet?
No.
He was the Prophet who was appointed amongst Arabs. So it doesn't mean that we should not believe in him. We should believe in him. He was the Prophet of Allah Almighty. Simple as that. All right?
Yes.
So.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So guys, let's go to Tajweed Rules. That's enough about the explanation. Make sure you refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, for more explanation. Okay. So, about when this ayah was sent down, about why this ayah was sent down, okay? And how? Inshallah, refer to Tafasir book. وَلَا تَلْبِسُ. La has two meanings, okay? It can have two meanings, okay?
So, no or never?
Yeah, kind of. So according to fiqh or jurisprudence, okay, terminology, la can indicate two meanings. Either it indicates a command, a negative command, or it means not to, don't. Like we say, don't. We use the word, the phrase, don't. Okay, or Sometimes it means it's better not to do. Like mustahab, we say, for haram things, or mustahab things, we say like this. So if it says la talbisu, don't do it, it means it's haram. Don't do it. Okay, sometimes it means it is better not to do it. But usually it means don't. Okay, don't do it. All right? So, وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا لَا has that meaning. Okay? لَا تَلْبِسُوا. Make sure there is a long vowel, okay? تَلْبِسُوا. Then, الْحَقَّ.
بجد قلقلة.
Yeah, قلقلة. It's a heavy قلقلة. Yes?
Yes.
Full قلقلة. وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ.
Yes.
حَقَّ. Yeah, you got it. Actually, it has a fatha also, okay? Much harder. حَقَّ.
Yes.
Yeah, a heavy letter also.
Yes.
The hamzatul wasl on the word al-haqqa, make sure you skip it. وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ.
So what is that thing before the hamzatul wasl?
There is an alif.
Yes.
With something.
With something circle. On the top.
Yes. What is that?
Okay. Who can say that?
It is sukun.
Oh, yes, it's sukun on the top.
Sukun.
So why did they just put it?
Just put it because alif is sakin. It doesn't have any harakat.
So why did they write it?
Oh, it's just one of the reasons they put that alif. Actually, this verb, okay? This word is a plural verb. Talbisu, it means you all don't do it. Not one person.
Yeah.
Okay? وَلَا تَلْبِسْ تَلْبِسَا تَلْبِسُ. تَلْبِسُ is a plural verb. And for plural verbs in Arabic, okay, we have an alif.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
An alif there. So usually not for all the plural verbs, okay? Usually, like, for example, for commands, amr, an-nahy, and for madi, fi'lu al-madi, okay, the past simple verbs, we have this alif. And that's the sign of plural verb. And also they put it for one of the reasons that we studied, it was actually like for beauty. And that might not be a good reason. Beauty, it means that they put this because of beauty. To beautify the word. Actually, that's not. Okay?
Yes.
Yes, there are some verbs, okay, that if you do not put this alif, while they are not plural verbs, if you do not put this alif, okay, they will be mixed.
Mm-hmm.
They will be confusing. So they put this alif to make sure this is a plural verb.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
One thing, وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا, it has a long vowel, but hamzatul wasl. We said that if a long vowel is there and hamzatul wasl, you want to skip this hamzatul wasl, you have to skip also the long vowel. You do not say, وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ. You should skip that long vowel, ooh sound. Skip it, yeah? You have to change it to one sound. وَلَا, one count. Yeah? وَلَا, say it, Ali Nasir, how do you say this?
وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ.
تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ, fast. تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ, not تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ. Do not make it two counts. That's it. Bil baatili, bil hamzatul wasl, let's keep it, okay? Bil baatili.
Yes.
Heavy letters, okay? Like ta, qaf, kha, ra, sad, tad, yeah? Va, ghain. When a letter has a kasra, okay? Guys, when a letter has a kasra, it doesn't matter whether that letter is a heavy letter or a light letter, okay? You pronounce it with an e sound, lightly.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever, for example, the letter, heavy letter, has a fatha, you pronounce it heavily. Kha, qa. But whenever it has a kasra, qi, khi, bi, the same as light letters. There is no difference between them, okay? So, bil ba ti. You do not say ti. Bil ba ti. Not heavily. Bil ba ti. Bil ba ti. Simple. Heavy, not heavily. Lightly. Wa taktumul haqqa. تَكْتُمُوا that la which is in the beginning la تَلْبِسُوا that la comes here as well, okay? It's hidden, you do not see it, but I can see it. Can you see it? I can see it, okay. وَتَكْتُمُوا الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ نُنْ سَاكِينْ plasta. Rest of the letters إِخْفَى, like hide the sound. How do you hide the sound?
وَأَنْتُمْ
أحسن وَأَنْتُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. So, that was all about this ayah. Simple and easy. So, I hope, inshallah, you've learned a lot of things a lot of tajweed rules and also some short explanations. Make sure you refer to the Tafasir book for the more explanations, okay? And also practice the verses of Quran Kareem. Thank you so much. No questions?
No, sir.
Alhamdulillah. No. Okay. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools for these Quranic sessions. See you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad wa ajjil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر